someone feel bad, or to sow division, or ask questions that could pose an attitude that they're being discriminated against, or in some way being neglected, is counter-revolutionary. And we wish to know why, and it will be stopped. This is the last warning on the subject of divisiveness. Stand by. Another gentleman made comments to one who worked in the laboratory that the doctor had kicked her out because she had flirted with the doctor. That is not so. Becky Flowers flirted with no one. We wonder why this was made, and we've heard no such thing. Lori never made any such complaint to me that Becky Flowers was removed because of flirting. It was her choice. There was not any such reason for this, and I do want to know why this kind of foolishness is even suggested. Do not make fun at anyone else's expense. It is a socialist eccentricity of mine on the part of the angels. I do not like people made fun of about their love life in terms of a derogatory sense, where they've had some failure or apparent failure or rejection. They're in a relationship. You're joking friendly about it when it's obvious that two people are together, if there are such things as good relations. But no jokes at people's personal expense about appearance or anything else. This will not be tolerated unless the person encourages us to do that. For the humor of the entire collective, you better be sure that you hear me well on this. Remember, all those that get your file of personal people's property, your own personal effects, into the central supply immediately. This is to be done no later than noon tomorrow, or you will go to learning. We have to have means of controlling theft, the worst crime in a collective, next to violence, to taking one's life. Is taking things from someone else in a people's communist system. That is unforgivable, criminal. It's one thing to steal, you may say in your mind, from the property bourgeoisie, the ruling circles, the big stores and corporations. It's absolutely opposite evil to steal from one another in a collective where all are to share equally. This will stop now. You are criminals of the worst sort. It's not a badge of courage to steal from people in a family. It's always been looked down upon by all of us when we lived in the ghetto. To steal from your own family was the worst kind of bummy criminal act you could do. When you steal from anyone in the people's collective, the socialist community, you're stealing from your own family. And it's bloody dirty, and we will not tolerate it. It's criminal, and you will be dealt with. Stand by. I do think all people with laboratory abilities, such as Becky, and now we have John, a pathologist, we need to look at every potential in this regard. We've ordered new microscopes. As heavy as we're having, all the burdens financial upon us. But all people who have such talent should find in their spare time room for research, dissecting and learning from humans. We have certainly rules against some dissecting. We'll find out what those are in case of death. But animals we can do, studying of funguses, diseases, we need all we can do in that area. Stand by. Williams about a dentist. Time will be acknowledged the next time the dentist comes through, and he's due in a few weeks. Bring it to the attention of Shonda James. Stand by. in the way of a bit of good news, as a report of one of the services when our group was in attendance in the Queenstown Moravian Church, where Sir Lionel Lacoux, world famous attorney, most famous attorney in the world, who's never lost a murder case, for instance, though he's tried 214. The pastor, Reverend George Richmond, the Moravian Church is a church of great repute in this area. Luella Wilkinson and a group attended the third anniversary celebration for the Sophia Center, an institution to cater for the re-education and rehabilitation of our less fortunate youth in the Georgetown area. When we arrived, Rhonda Fortson, Marcia Hicks, Luella Wilkinson, Patricia Houston, Linda Mitchell, Karen Carr, Ava Ingram. The service had already begun, and some of the youth choir were singing Try a Little Kindness and Kumbaya. About one-fourth of the congregation were young people. Reverend Richmond announced that from time to time the People's Temple Agricultural Mission visited with them, and he understood that in our group today that we had a performer who was a part of the entertainment Saturday night in the Cultural Center, which he was sorry he could not attend. Anyway, he told how we were a church, that group that lived the scriptures, and were truly clothing the naked, feeding the hungry, and visiting those in prison. When Loretta started playing the organist moved completely off stage and acted rather surprised and very impressed. Then when Marcia started singing Going Over Yonder, the dead-looking audience suddenly came alive. The young people began smiling, looking at each other, and clapping. Seniors smiled, shook their heads in approval, and sat up listening. The address speech was given by Sir Lionel Lacoux, who each Sunday has a very esteemed article in the Guyana Chronicle and is our own personal attorney. He said the theme of his message was production through education and creativity. He spoke of how youth should use their talents, what talents they have, to go out into the fields and produce or into factories for the benefit of all people. He said people talk about production, but the young lady who sang today didn't come 5,000 miles just to be here. She's using her talent God gave her. And as you can see, their group of all races living together doing their work like it should be. After the services, we made sure we told him his message was beautiful and how much we enjoyed Sir Lionel Lacoux. His message, I did not know till we arrived back at the house that this guy who spoke was our attorney and a very educated and prominent author, as well as having a regular half-page article every Sunday in the Guyana Chronicle, the organ of the People's National Congress, the main newspaper that carried our article today, another one of our breakthrough demands being granted in the White Night. Diane and Bella Wilkinson reports, rather, I'm glad everything went okay. We even took communion with them and sang their songs, and that's what one does. You become all things to all people, that by any means you might win them more to socialism. Stand by. Christine Young reports something of interest to us about the climate of racism in USA. She lived next door, Christine Cobb Young, lived next door to San Francisco State University. And Angela Davis, who has written several letters on our behalf, was teaching there. She'd accepted over the number of students that was the maximum allowed per class. There were 45 students and only three were black. The blacks acted like they were afraid of being associated with her in any way. Isn't that nice, our Aunt Jane's and Uncle Tom's? And many of them claimed they did not know she was teaching the class there, and even some of them pretended they did not know her. Christine could not understand what was going on. Angela Davis was red-eyed and looked as though she was on drugs, which frequently happens to people in USA who try to kid themselves that there can be victory for socialism in USA without a nuclear war and going through the horrors of concentration camps and fascism, which serves no purpose unless there is a will to resist, which does not exist in the USA at all. No solidarity. the necessary ingredients, as you know, for a working class triumph: strong Communist Party, strong Socialist Party, independently strong trade unions. Obviously, there are no Communist Parties, obviously no Socialist Parties, and obviously the trade unions are not independent, as they are connected with management. They are bosses placed with a ruling circle, such as George Meany, who refused to give any funds from the AFL-CIO, millions that he has in his mints, to assist the starving miners as they held out for 115 days in a vigil to get better help, better health conditions, safety standards, not even wages, because they have to literally crawl on their bellies to do their work. They cannot even get on their knees in many areas of the mining work. No one backed them except the Communist Garment Union, as you remember, and they were forced to go back to work by the Taft-Hartley law, make striking illegal, and the president threatened to bring in the army, as their children were hungry and near starvation. Without medical care, the miners had to go back to work, though many went back reluctantly and grumbling. There was no working class solidarity. So people like Angela Davis, who once said to me, socialism had to win. She was almost like one when I approached her that we might lose, but it was right to be socialist in USA. We had to stand for socialism, whether we won or lost. Her reaction was one like I've often seen in the faces of those when I told them there was no Jesus coming out of the sky in a second coming to save them. It shocked her. You could tell it was totally a mythology with her. She couldn't accept the thoughts of defeat. This does not make for good revolutionary commitment or total dedication to socialism through life or death. So it's possible, as Christine said, that her red-eyed appearance came from the usage of drugs. Perhaps she was not. She told Christine Young she was overworked, flying from city to city, giving lectures, etc. Christine Young was going to be in her class, but left to come to Guyana. She talked to Christine Young like they were the best of friends, and she told Angela Davis she was coming to Guyana. Christine was going to visit her again, but she left for Guyana before she could talk to her. They had to move her from room to room because the system did not want her to be available to anyone, even though that not that many people, 45 people certainly, is a very small attendance. And finally, they put her on the top floor of the building where she was not posted, where she could not be easily found. She had to have security, and she kept reporters out of her class. As she knows, she has a good, as you know, she has a good mind, is full of knowledge, and a good teacher. But unfortunately, Christine Young knows, as we all do, Angela Davis is a dreamer in that she thinks a revolution will be successful in the United States, short of a nuclear holocaust, short of fascism. Angela actually is so much under the illusion that there will be a revolution in the United States of black and white working together without going through fascism and concentration camps or nuclear war. This is unrealistic. It's one who's not studied the facts. There are no scientists, not one, that thinks we will make it, socialist or non-socialist, that thinks we will make it through the nuclear age without a nuclear war in North America and Europe. So, that bit of news about Angela Davis from Christine Young, and we're grateful. Thank you. Stand by. The radio cue-sewing has been very little of late because of the crisis that we just underwent. However, when it is that we do have cue-sew contact, it is to be advised by security that B or SOP be called, whatever the hour, and we begin radio cue-sewing. Stand by. Again, take all seriousness the admonitions that I gave. The admonitions that you must immediately get in your list of personal goods, particularly those who've had any history of stealing, immediately. But all members of the Jonestown community must have your list of personal goods so we can file, and that way we can stop thievery. Spontaneous, unannounced investigations must be done throughout the week to all homes so that we can eliminate the great scourge of criminality in a socialist community. The opposite of a capitalist community. It's a scourge to steal from one's own family. You'd be cut. You'd be killed. You'd be done away with. You'd be wasted in a jail if they were to know you stole from fellow prisoners. Even the prisons of U.S. have some sense of loyalty to each other in the ghettos and the horrible oppressed conditions from which we are black and brown and poor white came. So we will tolerate no thievery. Do keep that in your mind. Do keep it there very, very thoroughly, because we do mean business. All security must give your reports in of how you feel about death and other questions that were asked. In fact, I would like such a response from every person in socialist class. Anyone that has fear of death should write it. You will not be brought up for any discussion. We just simply wish to help you, because death, when it is done through revolutionary means, for a cause, a principle, no problem. No problem at all. And it can be helped for you to see that death can be used as a great conqueror. When you eliminate that, all worries, the bulk of your worries, will be lifted from you, and you'll have good health and be free from a lot of the aggravations physically that you now have. So, keep that in mind, as I said. If you have any problem with fear of death, those of you that suggested Cuba, we'd like for you to write up your reasoning, because often the minority has very good thinking. We like all options. We never want to close an option, and will not. But we want to thoroughly look at every option so we decide which is the most acceptable option to take in the time of need. Things are looking up as all of our demands, save one, has been granted in terms of the white night that we underwent, some 27 hours long of discussions. I know it was unpleasant to sit, but imagine how unpleasant it was for me to have to talk, and even talk now with such enormous pain as I always bear in my throat. We want every option. Write up any plan you have, always, even though things are looking up. As I said, they're now negotiating. The only thing that has not been resolved is our doctor being given license upon our demands. He is not going anywhere. That's already resolved. Nor is our pharmacist. But we want to bypass their laws. And the opposition, apparently, is not coming from government, but from American trained doctors and British trained doctors who are capitalistic still in their taste, and there's never been an exception made for them, and they don't want any exception made for a young man, even though he is making not one penny and does not have any interest in anything but socialism, and will always be doing socialist work. Stand by. Farrah Johnson, perhaps, ought to consider a foam patch to brothers, so we'll have no difficulty in that area. Can be gone over by the counselors of the radio room thoroughly. Time arranged for that, being that Wade Medlock, class enemy to be remembered, is constantly trying to sow difficulties and division. And Comrade Farrah Johnson can resolve that problem. So let's consider a foam patch tonight, as well as a foam patch that I suggested Marston make That should be considered. Thank you. Stand by.